Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. Blake and Mitch here at the hill, Cypress, Texas.
Yeah, I guess that name's going to stick. We haven't come up with anything.
We haven't come up with anything better. You know, sometimes that's how it works. So how's everybody doing? Hopefully everybody's staying warm. It's about 28 degrees outside and dropping here in Cypress, Texas. Getting colder by the second.
Our weekly freaking weather report, yeah, we tell you that every week.
Tell you that every week, for sure. It's just a shame because it was like 70 degrees yesterday, but winter is still here, I hate to say. So a little bit of news going on. The Kyle Park and Texas Hall of Fame show last week was a huge success. Sellout, which was fun.
Yeah. Those guys couldn't have been nice guys, man. Kyle Park, what a class act.
Total classy guy, and just the crowd was insane. I've never seen a crowd like that at the Hall of Fame, ever. That was so much fun. Everybody was in a good mood, ready to party, have a good time, and we had a blast. This coming Saturday, if you're in the Cypress, Houston area, Cypress Saloon for us in Corrimoro, which I hear is marching towards a sellout as well.
Well, we'll see. It's like the elephant in the room. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You
know? It should be fun. So the video is still kicking arse, and we made the top 12. CMT 12 pack.
Thank you to all of you people out there on Facebook checking us out, hitting up CMT.com.
We were shocked and happy.
Who would have ever thought two little boys from Cypress be on CMT?
It's crazy, man. Buddy called me the other day. He goes, "Hey, man, people hitting you up for money yet?" So what are you talking about? He goes, "I just show you on TV. Every time somebody's on TV, apparently everybody thinks they got a whole lot of money." It's like, no, not necessarily.
That does not relate at all.
But it was all in good fun. But this week on the Riding with Rose Hill podcast, we figured it's only appropriate, being that it's whatever ESPN dubs it as Super Week, Super Bowl week here. Actually, it's fitting that the Super Bowl is in Texas this year. I don't know if Cowboy fans are real happy about that. Being at the Steelers are about to break their Super Bowl record. But
here you go, man. Here's the big question. You have two old school contenders in Green Bay and Pittsburgh. Who do you go for?
Well, much to the dismay of Mike Kratzky, our manager, I will be rooting for the Green Bay Packers. He is a Steelers fan, and he's not going to be happy about that. But I'm just a Packers fan. I don't know what to tell you. I like that Clay Matthews kid. I think he's an animal. That linebacker from SC. And I like Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, who are you rooting for?
Packers.
Packers?
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
No. I favor them over
Over the Steelers. The Steelers, they've won like two Super Bowls in the last 3-4 years, so it's time for somebody new. But the reason it's important, being as that we're in the state of Texas, is we wanted to talk about just the Texas love affair in general with the game of football. I mean, baseball may be America's pastime, but football is Texas's pastime.
We like to think that, anyways.
You know, and so we kind of wanted to give you our experiences going, you know, growing up in Texas, and you know, peewee football all the way to, you know, college and the pro level. How people here in Texas are just it's a religion to say the least. I played peewee football. I even played flag football. You know, back in the day, some kind of youth league. I'm sure you did too, Mitch.
Nope, I never played football until junior high school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would you play soccer?
I played everything else.
Soccer, basketball, yeah. Well, we played, my old man started KU Youth Football Association, KYF, KU Youth Football Association. So we were involved in that pretty heavily. And it was a lot of fun. Looking back on it, it was just funny to see how intense the parents were compared to.
Oh, yeah.
the kids. And that just shows you, it's another facet of why it's so some borderline ridiculous here in the state of Texas. It's like, I mean, my uncle coached my first year of tackle football and got thrown out like 3 games.
Uncle Mike,
yeah, got thrown out like 3 games, you know. And we had like an all-star coaching staff. We had Chuck Thomas from the 49ers was our offensive line coach.
What?
And I'm like in third grade, maybe fourth grade. You know, so I mean, it starts there, guys. I mean, that's, it just gets crazy.
Yeah, no, it's you start young and it's ingrained in you.
Yeah. And then I moved to Wimberley, Texas, and played junior high football up there. But I kind of, my older brother played high school football there, and Wimberley was a 3A school, and so
I think the smaller town you're in, though, the more of a big deal it is.
Like, yeah, it's
me kind of growing up down here in Houston. I mean, yeah, I had friends who played peewee, but to be real honest, soccer was the sport down here in Houston.
Right.
That everyone went nuts over as far as when we were little.
Yeah, when you're little.
You know,
yeah.
You lived in a small little central Texas town.
Well, not when I lived in Katy when, yeah, I played Little League, but when I got junior high, I mean, it was, you know, you had the old timers coming to junior high games to basically see what their high school.
Guys,
you know,
I hate to say it, Varsity Blues is not that far off the mark.
No, that's what I was going to say. I mean, it was intense. I mean, we would, when we were, you know, we would, in junior high, we'd play our games like Wednesdays or Thursday nights or whatever. And then we would pile in whoever's parents had the biggest car and drive, you know, 2.5 hours away to see, the Wimberley varsity team play somebody. And it was intense, man. Like, crowds were huge. The fans were ridiculous. So I got to experience that small town Texas, you know, last person out, you know, turn off the light kind of a deal, you know. Football, it was crazy. And then, of course, I moved back to Cypress, and that's where I met Mitch, and we played football for Cy-Fair. So I figured I'd let you talk a little bit about that, because I kind of got burnt out towards my senior year and quit so, yeah, I could drink beer.
You didn't quite make it, but... no, man, it's completely different. It's almost treated... My football experience here in high school is probably damn near... more competitive than some of the smaller 3A college outfits.
Well, it's almost run like it's at a 5A level. It's almost run like a college.
It's run like a freaking college.
I mean, for instance,
you have all your different position codes. You have offense. You had your offensive, defensive coordinators. They set up in the freaking sky booth. I played in a stadium we played in, held 10,000 people.
Which the new one that they built holds like 25.
Yeah, the Barry Center. Yeah,
you know, we got $40 million stadium. You know, for high schools now.
So I mean, it's a high dollar deal down here in the big city.
Well, now, I mean, ESPN is coming to film games, high school games, in these massive stadiums in Texas, and it looks like it looks bigger than watching a, you know, a Division II or FCS, whatever you call it.
When the Barry Center was built, it was bigger than Southwest Texas.
Texas State, yeah.
The stadium that I played in, which is Ken Pridgen Stadium, is the exact same layout as Texas State was when I went there. They did additions to it while I was there, and now that they've gone D1 and moved to the WAC conference, they're actually going to close that entire stadium in and make it a bowl.
Well, I mean, it's just a testament. I mean, think about it. I mean, how much money, I mean, tax dollars go into building a stadium like the Barry Center or for instance, right now, because the weather is so bad in Dallas, you've got one team, because what they did for the Super Bowl is one team, I think the Packers are in Fort Worth and the Steelers are in Dallas, and the game's in Arlington, meet in the middle. So because of the bad weather, TCU is where the Green Bay is practicing. Okay. They have an indoor facility. You know where Pittsburgh is? At a high school indoor facility. That's where they've moved to practice.
What is it, like South Carolina?
They were at SMU, and SMU doesn't have an indoor facility, so they moved to a high school. A high school in Dallas has better facilities than SMU. That just shows you how crazy.
That doesn't surprise me.
You know, but you played all 4 years. You played quarterback.
Yeah.
Pressure.
Oh, man. You can't even stand the pressure.
Intense. And that's ultimately how we became friends.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, I provided.
There's just a lot that comes with that position, though.
Oh yeah, well, of course.
You know, most people don't understand is that you could have a freaking, you know, stat wise, you could have a great game, but if you didn't win, a lot of times the blame was put on you, man. I mean,
oh, dude.
But you know that coming into if if that's the position in the game that you want to play, if you want to be a quarterback, you know that going into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's you know, if you win, you reap all the glory. If you lose,
it's tough. But I think that ultimately, I mean, it shows you.
Look at it this way, though. If my senior year would have gone any better, I probably would have been playing football somewhere and would have been sitting here talking to y'all fine folks about music.
But that just shows you how things work out strangely. I mean, because Mitch and I became friends because, like, let's not make bones about it. I mean, there's high school kids out there that find a way to drink and party, and I was a bit pretty.
Blake gave me a place to go release after some football games.
And we would sit down till after football games till 3 a.m. sometimes, just drinking beer, talking about everything but football to get whatever the... Because it's our senior year
There's so much buildup about it, you know, so let's say we played on a Friday night and I'd be over there hanging out with you. It's about decompressing because the whole week is such a buildup. Because Saturday, play on a Friday, the next day, Saturday, you're back up there, you're lifting weights, watching film. And you're starting to get ready for the next week. So it was a complete kind of unwind, decompress. So, you know, when you get out of once it's done, you want to not think about it for about 6 hours before you have to get back in the game.
You never had to do 2 days, though, did you? Y'all did spring
training. No, we did spring training down here.
So two days sucks so bad. Oh, my God, that sucks so bad.
Yeah, spring training was pretty awesome, really.
Yeah, it gave you something to do in the springtime, football-related. It was always fun, I thought, once I moved down to Cy Fair.
Yeah, because we didn't really have to do much conditioning because... you know, you did the whole off season prior, leading up to spring training.
Exactly.
Which I got to miss every year anyways, because as soon as fall football was over, I went straight into soccer. And soccer didn't end until, like, the week before spring training.
Yeah, but I'm sure playing soccer helped your conditioning, for sure.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But didn't
help my weight training.
Yeah. we had a lot of fun. I mean, it is a part of growing up. Here in Texas, I mean, either you play or you support in some facet. I mean, that's really how it is.
Oh yeah.
It's just crazy. And then you know, getting along with college level. I mean, come on. I mean, there's rivalries amongst musicians and bets made just among our circles of musicians about who's their favorite team. And I mean, to me, I mean, I know NFL money wise rules the roost, but I think in Texas, I mean, besides the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, because the Texans haven't really done anything to write home about, but college football is king.
I think that's probably more national than you'd imagine.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Most people enjoy college sports more than they do professional sports.
I do, personally.
I think as they get older, I think little kids are enamored with professional sports. Because I was like, Brett Favre, man, when I was a kid.
He was it, right.
Maybe that's why I'm such a Packers fan.
Yeah.
Brett Favre's early career, you know?
No, absolutely. And, you know, I just...
Montana, Steve Young.
Montana, baby.
I was a Niners fan. I know this is a big argument between you and I. John Elway? Come on.
Montana is the greatest quarterback ever. Don't even...
Whatever.
It's not even a question.
Quarter comeback.
It's not even a question. Didn't we have an argument over there and I compared it to you and showed you that Joe Montana had more fourth quarter comebacks?
No.
That is a lie. I'm pretty sure we did.
No, you never proved that.
Oh, I think I did, but most of the stats for Montana were at Notre Dame.
In college,
at Notre Dame.
And that doesn't count. That does not count.
But, I mean, it's fun, and it does. I mean, it rules our life. We did a tailgate. I mean, not rules our life, but it rules a lot of people's life here in the state of Texas. I mean, we did a Ride in Rose Hill tailgate video. I mean, just how crazy people get. I mean, we had a blast that day. And we got to go to a couple of Aggie games that were in sync with...
Playing shows,
and we had a. I mean, how about the Tech game we got to go to? We got to sit in the zone, and just basically chilled for a couple hours before we had to go to soundcheck.
I'm not an Aggie, so I get the biggest kick in the world out of all those red ass Aggies, man. Oh, it's so funny. If you've never experienced an Aggie game at Kyle Field, if you get a free ticket, it's worth going.
It's fun.
Because it is quite something. No, no offense to all you Aggies out there.
Yeah, but see, I'm much more... Mitch, I don't know if you've become jaded necessarily with football, but you've become less of a fan of football, really.
I don't have the time, really, to keep up with it.
But you grew up a Sooners fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I told you 1,000 times, if we're playing up in OKC, you know, I would love to go see a game at Memorial.
It's just about, it doesn't matter what college team's playing, it's just about the atmosphere. It's absolutely so much fun.
As I said, I'm such a fan. Mitch doesn't follow near as much as I mean, I am a diehard football fan. I love everything about college football. And I just want to go see what it's like. I got a buddy of mine that went to LSU, and he's dying to take me to a game in Baton Rouge next year. God, that'd be fun. I just want to see the atmospheres, you know? So, and you know, now we got the Super Bowl coming. I mean, it's really taken over North Texas. Some of our radio friends up there at the ranch, they've basically had a, you know, ESPN has taken over Sundance. I don't know if you know this, Mitch, but ESPN has like taken over Sundance Square down there, so. They're tweeting back and forth about who they've met or who they've gotten a picture with. Adam Drake got a picture with Mark Schlereth from ESPN. That's kind of taken over up there. So it's exciting. I think it's fitting this year, you know, that it's here in the state of Texas, because it's just the cradle of football talent when you think about it, man. I mean,
California and Florida might argue with you.
They probably will, but bring it on.
But that's what I said. That's what I said.
That's what I said.
We're from Texas.
We're from Texas, damn it. Bring it on. But anyways, have fun this week. Hopefully your Super Bowl parties are having a, you know, you're going to have a good time. Good safe time. Super Bowl is it's almost like a national holiday, you know. So have fun whatever you're doing, and let us know your favorite, you know, football stories and you know.
And please don't forget, guys, we hit the top 12 CMT Pure 12 pack, but we need to stay up there. We still need all y'all support and vote. So please keep voting. It is appreciated more than you know.
Absolutely, guys. And we'll catch you on the flip side. We're Rosehill.
We out.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Ride with Rosehill podcast, coming to you from the Hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us www.rosehill-live.com. And please keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to support your local live musicians.